Harrison County landowner Autumn Long says she's concerned about several aspects of the project, including environmental damage. But she also spoke against the idea that the project might supply West Virginian homes and businesses with gas, as she says has been suggested in a report the pipeline company filed about the project.
MVP officials and FERC officials has repeatedly said that the size and pressure of this pipeline would preclude it from feeding into local transmission lines. So it's misleading to insinuate that this gas would be available for local consumption.
15 people spoke during the meeting. Greg Hefner was the only one who offered support for the pipeline. He spoke on behalf of First Energy and the Harrison County Economic Development Corporation.
Construction of this project will support thousands of jobs and significant economic activity throughout the region. It will generate significant amount of tax revenue for local governments to support local schools, roads, and other important priorities.
Gas company EQT and its partners are in the planning phase of the 300-mile, 42-inch diameter natural gas transmission line. The Mountain Valley Pipeline's proposed route would begin in Wetzel County in West Virginia and end in Pennsylvania County in Virginia. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, must first approve the company's application to build the pipeline. Tuesday's meeting was the third of four the commission is holding in West Virginia to gather information about potential environmental impacts of the project. The last meeting is scheduled for tonight at 7 p.m. at Nicholas County High School. Sign up for those who wish to speak begins at 6 p.m. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Weston.